On this week's episode, In Her Space.
Now, this next hack, I cannot wait to share this with you.
Okay.
I'm really excited about this, if you can't tell. You can tell?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I can tell. Okay.
So the next one, hair. Now, we did an episode on hair, and hair has always been a big thing in my household.
Every black woman.
Yes, hair has always been a thing. It has always been, like, when I think about outfits, it's like, okay, how am I going to wear my hair? Or if I think about going on vacation, what am I going to do with my hair? You know, we used to, my sister and I.
Welcome to Her Space, a podcast dedicated to uplifting women like you.
We're your hosts,
Dr. Dominique Broussard, a college professor and psychologist.
And Terry Lomax, a techie and motivational speaker. In a world where Black women are often misrepresented and misunderstood, please join us as we initiate authentic conversations on everything from fibroids to fake friends and create a safe space where Black women can just be.
Okay, our quote of the day comes from Confucius. Life is really simple. We insist on making it complicated. One more time for the people in the back. Life is really simple. We insist on making it complicated.
All right, ladies. So this is Terry here from the Her Space podcast. And Dom and I want to share with you today 8 life hacks to save you time and energy. Now, I work full time at a tech company. I also do motivational speaking outside of work. And of course, Dom and I have our podcast. And so I just want to share with you the things that make life easier for me, that save me time and energy because we are busy women.
All right, this is Dom here, and I have a busy life as well. I work full-time at a university. I adjunct teaching at a couple of other universities, and all of that on top of working with T on this amazing podcast. And so both of us are really constantly trying to find ways that we can devote our time and energy into things that are really fulfilling because our work schedules occupy so much of our time.
And so we want to share a few tips with you today.
T, what do you do that could simplify your life?
That's a good question. Well, number one on my list of life hacks is relatively new for me. It is meal prepping. OMG. Can we just talk about all the time? Let me just tell you what I used to do, okay? So grocery shopping. First off, I have to write down a grocery list, right? I have a digital grocery list that's in an app that I use.
but wait. Okay. I mean, before you even decide on this grocery list, like, don't you have to figure out, like, what you're cooking?
So usually what I do is I look in all the cabinets. I look in the freezer and the fridge to see what we need, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, all right, bet. What am I going to make for dinner this week? What do we need for the next 2 weeks? Okay, cool. Then from there, I go make the list. It takes a lot of thought to do this. I really have respect for my parents, really my mom, because she used to do this when we were growing up. And I know that it took a lot of time. Some people just go to the grocery store and they don't have a list. I've done that before. People do. I'm sure, lady, if you're listening, you're probably like, that's me. Some people do it. The thing is, if I do that, I'm going to buy up all the things. I'm probably going to be eating food as I shop because I'll be hungry, but I'll also be like a lost puppy because I won't know what to do and it won't make sense when I get home. I'll be upset with myself. So I go through everything. I figure out, okay, what do I need? Then I go shopping. Now, I used to be that person where I only hit up one store and that was it because I live near Walmart Supercenter. I don't live near Walmart anymore. So now I have to go to at least 3 different stores. It's a little hood spot I would go to. And the reason I went there is because I got some of the items for cheap, but I wasn't getting no produce from there because I didn't trust the produce. And I also saw the guy one day who was worked at the store, he had a vacuum cleaner with a, what's that little extender thing? Like
it's the hose or
something?
The hose,
yes. So the vacuum cleaner hose, that's the way he was cleaning that with at the hood spot.
Don't tell me the produce.
He was cleaning the onion residue with the vacuum cleaner that he just had on the floor.
Ew.
Also, I've seen a mice in the spot. I'm totally getting off topic, Dom, but you get the point. My grocery endeavors, my bad, y'all. My grocery endeavors, it's a lot. There's a lot that happens.
How long does that usually take you?
Oh, easily. On a good day, 2 hours.
See, if I didn't have a grocery list, it would take me 2 hours just wandering around the grocery store because I would be trying to figure out, okay, trying to remember, okay, what aisle is the rice on? What aisle is mm-hmm. the water? What aisle is the coffee? And then I would probably go up and down all the aisles trying to remember the things that I need to bring because my memory is not what it used to be. So I have to have that grocery list. And in the notes app in my phone, like I have a checklist. So then I can actually mark it off that I actually got that item in the cart. And then what I've also tried to do to save myself time in the store mm-hmm. is I try to organize my list by area within the store.
Smart.
So that way I'm like, if I have blueberries at the top,
yeah.
then I can get the blueberries and then I'll get the strawberries yeah. and like whatever other fruit I'm getting yep. as opposed to, oh, wait, all right, I'm going item by item.
Mm-hmm.
Then I see blueberries and then I'm halfway on the other side of the store to go all the way back.
Yeah.
Too much time.
Okay, so I'm a little bougie these days, right? And so what I've recently started doing is I'll still look in the fridge, look in the cabinets. I'll still write out my grocery list. Well, actually, I put it in Asana. That's where mm-hmm. I use for my grocery list. And then I use Instacart. So Instacart does the shopping for me. So all I have to do is run downstairs, get it. Parking is just so bad in the city. Grocery shopping has become an ordeal. So I use Instacart where they can go to the hood spot. They can go to Whole Foods. They can go to Costco. They can do all that and just bring it to the crib.
Now, here's my question with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried the Instacart thing mm-hmm. before, right? And for me, I'm particular.
Yeah.
I own that, totally own that. And so there might be, like, I remember I was craving lamb and I wanted the lamb lollipops from Whole Foods. And I had that on the Instacart list. And then the person was like, oh, they don't have that. And then they substituted with something else. And it wasn't what I wanted. And I was so disappointed when I got it. Now, I know that they have times where they will send you a message and they'll say, like, they don't have the item you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Do you want this instead? And they'll offer you an alternative.
Yeah.
But what if I'm doing this? What if I've sent this off and I'm at work in a meeting and I can't yeah. check while they're in the store?
What I would do, so they have an option. I feel like we need to be getting paid. We're talking about Instacart like this. Okay, lady, this is not even an ad. This is literally what we use in our daily life. But now I'm having some second thoughts. Maybe I won't be saying all these names because we
ain't getting. Right.
But no, what you can do is you can end the app. Set it so that it does not replace that item. So one item that I'm always trying to get is grits, and they never get the right kind. They got oatmeal last time, so I put a note in there that said, read the box, please. I want grits, not oatmeal. And so what I'll do is I'll say, like, if this item isn't available, don't replace it. I'll get it on my own. Also, with some of the produce, the people that shop, I'm like, you are a bad person. Why are you giving me this raggedy-ass avocado and these rotten-ass apples or strawberries, whatever it is? So sometimes I'll just go to Safeway on my own. Mm-hmm. Here I go, name dropping. I'll just go to the grocery store on my own, and I'll get some of the key items, but I have them get, like, the milk and the almond milk, should I say, and all the other things. So,
but one thing I will say, though, with that is so that we don't continue to give free advertisement yes. to these particular establishments.
Yeah. Not yet.
Is a lot of grocery chains now, like no matter from the top of the line to the bottom of the line,
mm-hmm.
they are doing that service where you can go online and pick all your items and then either you can have it delivered, depending on your location,
mm-hmm.
or you can have it, you can pay for it and everything and set what time you want to come and pick it up. That way, you don't even have to step foot in the store. They will bring it out to your vehicle.
That's nice. I like
and
that.
I'm like, and I think for me, I'm like, oh, that's a great time saver for myself. But then I think about parents, right,
mm-hmm.
who have like kids and their kids and the social calendars of kids these days, that's a whole other topic.
Yes.
Kudos to my parent friends out there who are managing all of that with their kids. But if you've got Saturday soccer practice, tennis match, gymnastics, ballet, church, choir rehearsal, and all these other mm-hmm. things, when do you have time to get to the grocery store?
Exactly.
So I think grocery stores offering that option is an amazing time saver.
So this week I'm trying something new. I'm getting the snacks with the delivery service. That way I don't have to, you know, get just the little snacks that we eat. I don't have to worry about getting those. But then what I do now is I actually use a meal prep service. I'm just testing it out to see if mm-hmm. I like it. And the food so far has been good. The meal prep service, it comes packaged. It is, oh, I forgot the name. What is it called when they seal it really, really tight? Like it's
Airtight
yes,
or something?
Yes, it's airtight. And it comes every Friday. All you have to do is heat it up for 3 minutes, or you can put it in the oven or whatever. And they have everything from like salmon, rice, vegetables, chicken, whatever. So that's the new thing. That way I don't have to do anything because I'm so busy now and I just can't. I can't.
I think that that works for somebody like me who yeah. doesn't really like to cook. I like to eat.
Yeah, I love to cook.
But I don't really find joy in cooking anymore. Yeah. So for me, it's like I cook out of necessity.
Okay.
And so I like this idea of like, so in general, meal prepping is important to me because it helps me not spend money on lunch and breakfast or dinner like during the week. Like it definitely keeps me on track with that. But this idea of the meal delivery service, I think that also is a time saver because then I don't have to worry about, like, I can go online, pick out the food that I want, hopefully they have the stuff that I like, and then have it delivered. Now, I've tried a couple of them. The first one I tried, it was they send you all the ingredients, mm-hmm. and it's single serving, and you prepare the meals yourself. I made some really, like, they sent some really creative things.
Okay.
And the fact that it was single serving made it really fun to yeah. do because I didn't have to worry about, oh, I'm making this creative meal and it's just me and now I'm going to have all this food, which is part of what stops me from really like cooking a lot.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, I'll be like, oh, I can make this.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't know how to necessarily, you would think by this time I would have learned how to do this, but I don't cook for myself,
okay.
cook just a single serving
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that's tough sometimes.
And I'm not going to eat like, I struggle with the idea of like, if I make this fancy meal,
yeah.
that I'm going to eat this fancy meal all week.
Yeah.
Now, my basic meals, yes, I will. But a fancy meal, I don't know. I have some, maybe I need to process my cognitions around these things. But I like this idea of the meal prep.
Yes. Especially when you're busy, it's just so convenient. What's one of your life hacks, Dom?
Okay. So, you know, I like to travel.
Yes.
And so one of my life hacks is having a travel set of all of my basic necessities, right? So I have a travel toothbrush, soap, lotion, all the important stuff. And I keep that stored so that when it's time to go somewhere, I don't have to worry about, oh, did I forget my toothbrush? Did I forget to pack toothpaste? Did I forget to bring lotion and body wash? And, oh, now I got to borrow somebody else's stuff that I don't really like that brand, but it's all I got. So I don't have to worry about any of that. I have that travel bag ready to go. I pull it out, bam, put it in my suitcase, and I'm good to go.
I love that. I feel like I do something similar, but it's not as strategic as yours. I just have like random stuff lying around in my little, to go.
Like a go bag?
Yeah, my go bag. I'm talking to go bag. Here, I'm talking about food again. but yeah, I do something similar, Dom, but that's really smart. I think I'm going to start doing that. What I do when it comes to traveling, because I travel a lot for work too, so I can't afford to be forgetting my clicker for presentations. I'm at the point where remembering what I have to bring, I don't have the mental capacity or bandwidth to like keep that on my radar. I'm like, that's just too, I want to save some energy that I have, you know, that
right.
I can spend on something else. And so what I do is I have a packing list of everything because Asana is like my to-do list for everything, right?
Right.
So I have a packing list and I have everything there. So as I pack things, I can just check them off in the app or on my phone. And so that way I don't forget things. Like I have traveled abroad, domestically recently, and I haven't forgotten anything because I have all my chargers, I have all the, my headphones, all the good stuff, the deodorant, all that on my list. Mm. Outfits, undergarments, socks, everything is there to make sure I don't forget anything.
One of the things that I would add to that is if you can, depending on like what type of traveling you're doing, things that bring you comfort, right? So for me, I like to wear slippers. And I'm not like the satin slipper cutesy type thing. I'm like the like comfortable, like old the school, fluffy. Like fluffy, that's like really fuzzy, fluffy, fuzzy. All of that is going to keep my feet warm.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I have a pair of slippers that I travel with. So that, and I will say that like those probably aren't my favorite, so that if I happen to forget them, I'm not tripping, right? And so, but I keep a pair of travel slippers ready. And then depending on the time of year, like I have a couple of sets of pajamas that I use specifically for traveling. So that way, like I know like, okay, it's warm weather. This is what I'm packing. Oh, it's going to be cold where I'm staying. This is the pajama set that I wear. So that and when I think of that packing list, I automatically know I'm not like running around trying to figure out, oh, what pajamas am I going to bring? I don't have to think about it. I know exactly which ones to bring.
I love that. And as far as my comfort item, I love to wear a robe and slippers. Sometimes if it's a nice hotel, they'll have it. Other times they don't. And I'm like, damn, but I may have to start bringing it. What I do bring, though, is my incense and my sage so I can smudge my hotel room because I don't know what kind of energy be in there. So I like to set that up. And girl, that has been a game changer for me. When I get to my spot, I put my little, I light my little incense. And I'm like, I feel like I'm at home. It's my vibe. Like, I'm chilling. So I'm about to start using your tips and add them to some of the ones that I already had.
Right. I'm going to use some of your tips, too, because I, yes, having that full list, I think that is really helpful. That way, like, I don't have to worry about, I can look at that list and I know, like, all right, I got my travel bag with all my major toiletries. And then I don't forget to pack my undergarments and my slippers and all the things.
All the things. The next hack I want to share with you, I think you're going to love it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. So this is something I started doing either last year or the beginning of this year, and it's scheduling my self-care at the beginning of the month. So before my calendar fills up, I go through and I'm like, all right. And for me, self-care is like a range of different things, but it's everything from the twerk class that Dom and I have attended together in Oakland. So it'll be that. It might be acupuncture, a massage. It might be going to therapy, going to the gym, whatever it might be. I put it on the calendar and I usually have it like a certain color. That way, when the weeks get crazy and life starts to get in the way, I've already committed to this. Like I blocked it off of my calendar. I know what's going to happen. And I have my own personal meditation practice as well. And part of that self-care for me is being committed to my meditation practice and also having boundaries in life. And so we talked about boundaries in a previous episode, but when I say boundaries right now, what I mean is me taking on other people's stuff. And so I kind of have a, there's a way that I can be empathetic, but not take on what you're carrying, you know? And so I'm very, very mindful about shifting that when someone shares something with me. And it's as easy as you coming to me, Dom, and you tell me something you're going through. And instead of me taking it on, like, oh, my gosh, like, what are we going to do? What do you plan to do? So now it's a you thing and not a we thing, right? Because I would love to take people's stuff on. Where I'm like, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to figure it out? It's not my thing to carry. So now it's like, okay, well, what are you going to do? Or how do you feel about that? I put it back on the person so I'm not taking their stuff on. I got my own shit.
Yes. And what I appreciate about that is that for me, doing this work of being a therapist, like that is so important. And so like being able to set that boundary. And when you talked about like self-care, like I was like, yes, like I could not engage in this work if I don't pay attention to what I'm doing to take care of myself. And that shifts. So it's not always going to look the same. So like right now in this season, for me, the self-care is making sure that I get enough sleep. Now, granted, that's always in season, but but figuring out like the right amount of sleep that I need to get and then exercise. So for some people, it's like, wait, what? When I tell them, you know, how early I get up in the morning to go to the gym.
Go ahead, tell them, Dom. Go ahead, tell them.
So if y'all been listening, y'all been following us all year, y'all have heard me say this a few times, that I get up and sometimes I have a 5 a.m. gym class that I go to. Sometimes it's 6 a.m.
Hold on. If you have a 5 a.m. class, Dom, what time are you waking up?
4:30.
Oh, okay.
Now, I will say, luckily, my gym is not that far. It's less than a 10-minute drive.
Okay.
And what the research shows is that in order for people to really feel committed to going to the gym needs to be within a 3-mile radius of their home.
Interesting.
So, like, it needs to be something that's super close. It needs to be as convenient as possible for them to feel committed to going. So, for me, if I'm getting up that early in the morning, if I'm driving 15 minutes, nah, bro, I'm probably not going to make it, because that extra 5 minutes of sleep could mean it could be a big deal. So I get up at 4:30 on some mornings, and then other mornings it's 5:30 to make sure that I get to the gym. And I will say that that helps me manage my stress. That helps me to not take on other people's stress. So not necessarily students or clients, but just the work environment itself. So working at a university, you know, we have high times and low times in terms of stress for everybody. During finals, that is a stressful time, not just for the students, but for faculty and staff too. And so for me, what helps me maintain my balance is and to minimize how I could be impacted or get caught up in the stress that everybody's feeling, is to make sure that I get enough sleep and that I exercise.
I love it. That's so important. And we always hear, you got to fill your cup in order to help other people, in order to pour into someone else, right? And I feel like I'm finally actually, like, getting that. Like, I have a boundary around what I'm going to take on, like, never before. And my meditation time, I don't give a fuck who it is. They not interrupting that time. Like, it's sacred, you know? So I think it's so important. So thank you for sharing that, Dom. What about your next one?
So, you know, so these hacks that we're talking about really help us, like, save time and, like, maintain or manage our energy. So one of the things that helps me is, in terms of time, picking out my clothes the night before. So I remember as a kid, we wore uniforms to school. And every Sunday, we had to iron our uniforms. So my mom, like, once we got of age, my mom was like, I'm not ironing this for you. You're going to iron your own uniforms. And she taught us how to iron our uniforms, and those blouses had to be starched.
Crisp.
Yes, girl.
I remember them days.
Whew. And I think back to one time where there was, like, too much starch, and that blouse was hard as cardboard.
But did y'all put creases in your pants, though?
Yes.
Lord.
Had to have
the
creases.
She had us do the same thing. Oh, my God.
Had to.
That spray starch.
Yes. Yes. That was a Sunday evening ritual in our household, right? And as an adult, like, I realized how time-saving that is, like, when we wore uniforms to school, because you didn't have to think about what you were wearing, right? As a kid, I hated it because I'm like, I don't get to show creativity, right? So as an adult, I find that if I pick out my clothes the night before, now, don't get me wrong, this doesn't happen every night. And how I know that how helpful it is on those mornings when I have not picked out something to wear the night before, I waste so much damn time.
Isn't it crazy? I do the same thing. Why do we do that?
When we know.
We could have avoided
it. It's helpful, right?
Exactly.
And so what I end up doing is then I'm literally standing there for like 10 minutes with my closet open, like trying to figure out what I'm going to wear. And then it probably needs to be ironed.
Yes.
Because it's not in me. I've been conditioned to iron my clothes. Yep. It's not in me to not iron. So then now I've wasted probably 20 or 30 minutes in the morning that I don't really have.
Yep.
And then I'm scrambling.
Yes.
And then I'm in the, what I find for me is that when that happens, I get in the car and my energy is heightened. And then I'm like, that impatient driver. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I end up having a conversation with myself about, Dom, this is not the person you want to be. Calm it down.
Who do you want to be today?
Like, hilarious. I want to be calm. And so let me breathe. But it starts with how I started my day.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so if I pick out my clothes the night before, and even sometimes, even if I end up changing it, if I've picked it out the night before, that sets me on a track of being more on time.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that, Dom. I swear our moms must have learned this from the same school, because my mom had us doing the same thing on Sunday. What I do now, and this is pretty much my Sunday ritual, I'll look at my schedule, see what I have coming up for the week. If I have presentations and all those things, I'm like, all right, cool. I got to pick out something a little dressy. I pick out all my clothes for the week. They usually don't need to be ironed, because it's either like a little fitted, or like I iron this, or like I have it, or I steam it. I got a little steamer, which has been so convenient. Mm-hmm. And so I line them all up in the closet Monday, Tuesday, like they all have their, you know, order. And so today when I got dressed, all I had to do was go in there and like, all right, pull out this day's outfit. And it's just so much easier. But when I don't do that, Dom, like you said, I spend so much time, and then it messes up my energy in the morning. So that's why I start to meditate in the morning and try to make it as easy as possible, because I usually wake up pretty okay. But some days I'm a little irritable just because it's early and I'm like, I don't want to get up right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a good one.
I'm gonna have to take that, because yeah, doing that on a Sunday,
literally everything for this week. Like, it's just all in there. I have my shoes. I went above and beyond this week. I put a little sticky note, because I have a couple presentations. I'm wearing heels, but I put a sticky note on my heels that says, pack your flats. Because your feet gonna be hurt. I put pack your flats so I don't forget. Because right. I don't want to have to remember shit that doesn't need to, you know, be in my mind. I have other things I want to focus on, so I don't want to have to remember, oh, I got to pack my flats, and then be pissed off when my feet hurting, and you know what I mean? So it's a game changer, girl.
Now here's what I'm thinking mm-hmm. about, because I'm thinking about those ladies out there who are listening, mm-hmm. and they're like, but I got kids, mm-hmm. or my work schedule is not a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 situation. Mm-hmm. Could those tips work? Like what we've talked about with like meal prepping mm-hmm. on Sundays, or like buying, buying the packaged meals, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, how do we do this if we don't necessarily have like that traditional like 9-to-5 schedule?
I know people that have like a non-traditional schedule where their Saturday and Sunday might be Thursday and Friday. If that's the case, I would just treat those days like your typical weekends. And so whatever is going to work for you and your schedule. But I think for me, and people are like, when they hear me, it's like, oh, that's too much. I might change my mind. All the weather. Well, I check the weather. And if I don't change my mind, usually I'm like, this is what I'm going to wear, because I looked at the weather. I know what I'm doing that day and I'm prepared. But in the event that there's like a snowstorm or something random happens and the weather changes, I have other outfits I can choose from, but at least I have something in place to just kind of keep me in flow. Because I just want to be able to flow and not have to make too many decisions, you know, that don't really matter, if that makes sense.
Right, right, right.
Now, this next hack, I cannot wait to share this with you.
Okay.
I'm really excited about this, if you can't tell. You can tell?
Yes, okay. Yes, I can tell. Okay.
So the next one, hair. Now, we did an episode on hair. And hair has always been a big thing in my household.
Every black woman.
Yes. Hair has always been a thing. It has always been, like, when I think about outfits, it's like, okay, how am I going to wear my hair? Or if I think about going on vacation, what am I going to do with my hair? You know, we used to, my sister and I, we used to get weave ever since we were younger. So it's not a big thing for us. It's really part of, like, creativity and a look. I love to change up my look. I have a little bob right now. Probably be different before the year ends. But I love to change it up. So what I do now is, I go to the salon and I keep a weave for 3 months at a time, which I know sounds insane, because I am that girl. Look back at my Facebook, okay? I'm that girl that would change her hair like every couple weeks, but I don't want to have to do that. I want to be able to stick with something that's consistent, that's easy, that works with my schedule. I love my natural hair. I think it's beautiful. It's very hard to maintain when I'm traveling or when the weather changes and things like that. And I also like to be able to do more with it and protect it as well. And so what I do is I'll go to the shop, get my hair braided up. I'll usually get a sew-in or like a lace wig, and I'll wear that for 3 months. And I'm actually working on growing out my hair. So now my hair is like down to my back and I'm just keep it braided up, and I'll wear it out every once in a while. But that has been a game changer for me, because now with the sew-in or the wig, it's consistent. It doesn't really change up too much if the weather's crazy or if it's raining. I don't have to panic. Let me tell you about all the times where I've had my hair out and I'm like, wait, I just got it pressed. It's raining outside. Like, the stress and the anxiety.
I forgot about that.
What?
And well, like, you know my hair is short, so yeah. I don't think about it. If it rains,
yes.
I'm like, okay, whatever. right, let the rain come.
Girl, but when I tell you, hair has always been a headache. And so for me now, it's just easy. I don't have to think about it as much. And I feel like finally, at 30 years old, I've unlocked the hair thing for myself on like how to keep my hair protected, and then also how to be able to change up my looks with the lifestyle that I have.
And I think that's a great life hack, is figuring out how to manage your hair in a way that saves you time and could, depending on the style you get, could save you money. So like for me right now, my hair is short, and I've been wearing my hair short 3 years now, and this isn't the first time I've cut it this short, but this is the longest I've maintained this length, and it's easy, relatively, because I still, you know, want to go and get it trimmed to keep it short, and then I still, you know, need to get it lined up in the back and all that. But if I choose not to, then I don't have to, right? And if I have days where I'm like, well, I don't feel like washing it today, then it's not going to look as moisturized and as cute, but chances are most people can't tell anyway, right? So then I just keep it moving and it saves me time. But I also think about like when I would wear braids, and that was like a time saver for me after I spent the hours in the chair getting my hair braided.
Lord.
But after that, it was like a couple of months of like not having to worry about my hair. As we were talking about like life hacks for hair, like one of the things that I remember growing up was my mom always did our hair on the weekends as well. When you have four daughters plus yourself to take care of in terms of hair, one, we didn't have the money for all of us to be in the salon every week, right? So that wasn't happening. So my mom had to learn, and all of us had different hair texture. So my mom had to learn how to do our hair. And as a kid, I hated it. But as an adult, like I adopted the practice of Sundays, I would wash my hair. And I perfected the roller set. Like, I was on top of it with that roller set. But what that did was that helped me figure out, like, all right, so I roll my hair, you know, wash and roll my hair. And for the week, I'm set. Like, I don't have to think about it. Like, okay, I'm going to wrap it, you know, once I take the rollers out, I'm going to wrap it and then keep it going for the week, right? And that saved me time in terms of having to think about like what I wanted, how I wanted to style my hair, because it was done on a Sunday. Like Sunday generally is that day for me to regroup. No matter what stage I've been in life, Sundays has generally been that day for me where I'm like, all right, let me get myself together for the week.
Yep, ditto. I agree with that. I think when I did have my hair out, I feel like I would usually do it on Sundays, but I'm just thinking about the headache that I used to have. Like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So, Dawn, what's your next life hack?
So, I have one more like beauty life secret, life hack, however you want to categorize it. So, when I get my nails done, I go for natural colors. When you go for natural colors, it will last a lot longer. And now, that's not to say that I don't come out with like a bright purple or like a cute orange, like a popping orange in the summertime, right? I might do that. But if I do that, then I know for me that I'm going to be back in the salon in 2 weeks getting it redone. So if I want to extend it, I get the dip or the SNS powder. And so if I get a natural color, then that can last me over 3 weeks. The only way that you know that it's grown out too long is if you really look directly at my hands.
If you just staring at your nail beds.
Right.
I feel you.
And so to stretch it out, especially, you know, I think about like college students, mm-hmm. and some of our ladies who might be on a limited budget or maybe trying to figure out, well, how can I do something nice for myself? And I can't afford to get my nails done every 2 weeks. Well, this could be something you do once a month. And I get it done once a month and it works for me. And then because I get the dip powder, like I don't have to worry about like my nails breaking or anything like that. Like they stay and it's helped my nails grow so much.
Damn, you have those nice strong nails too. I can tell just by looking at your fingers. My nails are all flimsy. So a few things. I used to, when I was in college, I had this little nail bag with all kinds of polishes. I had my whole little set. I would do my own little manis and pedis and polish my toenails and nails. So that was my thing. Now, I used to actually, a couple months ago, I was wearing the little press-on nails because I would buy the press-on nails, but I would glue them on with the nail glue. Mm-hmm. And they would be pretty decent. Like if you have an event to go to or you just need to look nice for a day, it was a little hard to, not hard, but it was a little challenging when typing on the laptop at work because sometimes it would break off if there wasn't enough glue on it. But they looked really nice. You couldn't even tell they weren't done at the shop.
All right, because I sure didn't know.
Well, these aren't, but like the ones that I had before.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Didn't know.
Yeah, they were definitely press-on nails. But what I do now, I do get my nails done on and off, but for my toes, I love to have my toenails polished. Mm-hmm. So I get my toenails done once a month and I get gel on my toenails. Mm. And that way, when I'm working out at the gym or if I wear sneakers, I don't have to worry about the polish coming off. So for me, that has been a game changer, girl, because now I literally, my toenails, they'll last over a month, but at some point they start to grow a little. So yeah. I want to get them trimmed. But yeah, girl, it works out so well.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So lady, as you're listening, like I know that you're like, all right, so they've shared these things with us, but they don't know about this. So what I want you to do is as you're listening and you're like, is generating the ideas in your head, the life hacks that you know that you've got, log on to our Instagram account at Herspace Podcast and share with us what your life hacks are. And before we go, we have one more special life hack.
One more special one. This is an oldie, but a goodie.
Okay.
And this is, okay, let me just tell you. I'm absolutely obsessed with the fanny pack. I cannot tell you how amazing the fanny pack is. I got one for this look I was trying to go for when I was on vacation. And now I look like that. I mean, they're hipper now than they used to be. But yes, let me tell you, I rock that thing in the airport. I put every passport, ID, everything right there in front of me. When I'm just out and about, it is just so amazing. I don't have to worry about stress on my shoulders or my back because I always have a heavy-ass bag. So I put the essentials in the fanny pack, and I'm good to go.
Let me tell you, I saw your fanny pack, and your fanny pack is cute.
It's fly, right? It's not
it
bad.
Is so fly. Thank you, I will say, shout out to my homegirl, Carolyn. And Carolyn, you know. When we were in grad school, we would clown Carolyn
It wasn't cool back then.
Because she talked about, like, her parents had fanny packs, and we were like, Carolyn, like, that's your parents. You don't need one. And she would tell us, she was like, y'all don't know. Carolyn, Hobie, you were ahead of the game. And so, now fanny packs are all in. And, you know, I still haven't gotten there. But I saw yours, and then I have a couple of other girlfriends that have had some really cute ones, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yo.
I haven't tried it. But, I mean, I think as we're talking about these things to save us some energy and time, I don't know. I might be sold on it. For those of you that like to take notes when you're listening to us, we want to just kind of give you a quick run through of what those life hacks are. And if you're listening and you're driving on your way to work or you're doing chores around the house, feel free to check out our show notes because we will have them listed out in the show notes as well. So T, you ready to drop those life hacks for us?
Let's do it. So my top five, we got meal prepping, scheduling self-care at the beginning of the month, putting my packing list in Asana so I don't forget it, sew-ins and wigs to keep my hair braided and protected throughout the year, and last but not least, my favorite, my fanny pack.
And so my top life hacks, having a travel set of toiletries already set aside, having a travel set of comfort items set aside, like your blanket or some slippers or a robe, picking out your clothes either the night before or the night before the start of your work week, and then getting dip powder or something like that on your nails with natural colors so that it lasts longer. Thanks for joining us today in Her Space. Please note that our show may contain conversations about self-help, advice, self-empowerment, and mental health, but it is by no means meant to be a substitute for an ongoing formal relationship with a trained mental health provider. If you or someone you know is in need of mental health care, please visit the Therapy for Black Girls directory, Psychology Today, or contact your insurance provider.
If you liked what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Her Space Podcast, or check out our website at herspacepodcast.com. And before we meet again, repeat after me. I know that everything is working out for my good, even when things don't go as planned.
We'll see you next week, lady.